Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is with me this afternoon with all of the reasons to be happy, the good news. What's been happening this week, Cathal?
Andrea, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, there's loads around this week, loads to be happy about. Kicking off, this is one for those, I suppose, we'll say bald men, but also men who experience hair loss and kind of as they get that little bit older. And there's nothing wrong, disclaimer, there's nothing wrong with going bald either. A lot of men kind of let it happen. But in the University of Sheffield, researchers have found that a naturally occurring sugar in the body could lead to hair regrowth. So they've been testing this for the past 8 years with a university in Pakistan. So this is a long-term project. And these researchers have found that when they apply just a small dose of this sugar to small wounds, that they have found that new blood vessels grew and hair regrowth formed. So this naturally occurring sugar, 2DDR as it's called, is a cost-effective way of, I suppose, causing hair regrowth. So you look at these people who maybe are getting that little bit of baldness at the front, then they're all heading off to Turkey and spending $3,000 on a hair transplant. This could be a naturally, like, kind of naturally happening in the body, inexpensive way, and it's stable, apparently, so it stays. The hair doesn't... I've seen sometimes people have had to go back to Turkey or other countries to get a hair transplant. So I think for those who are experiencing a little bit of baldness at the front or maybe baldness
and they want to do something about it.
And they do. And sometimes
this might be good news if they do.
I think some men get a bit self-conscious about it, but this is really good news.
Okay. This might be good news, I think, for some Irish fans too. You will be there when I needed somebody. You will be there, the
only one could help me. Andrea, are you a Boyzone fan?
Loved them.
I love them. Boyzone. That song, Picture of You, is probably one of my up there on my favourite.
I only met Ronan Keating for the first time 2 months ago.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And he's lovely.
Lovely guy. Yeah. Really chatty and very generous with his time. Had loads to talk to me about.
Well, Ronan Keating, Keith Duffy, Mikey Graham and Shane Lynch are going to be opening up about the highs and lows of their time in the band Boyzone. So obviously came to fame on the Late Late and that iconic dance routine.
It was brilliant.
They didn't even sing back then. But they're talking about the impact of fame on their personal lives in this documentary. It's being released with Sky, known for hits like Picture of You, No Matter What, Words, another great tune.
Yeah.
And another person going to be featuring is Stephen Gately's sister, so the late Stephen Gately. So that'll be a nice kind of touching kind of memory, ode to him almost. Because the lads, I think they're actually good crack. Like, I do enjoy Boyzone. Yeah. And fans, I suppose, haven't been able to see them in a while.
When is the doc out?
So it's in the, at the moment it's in the making as far as I know, and it's going to be released in three parts, and it's going to release unseen footage. Louis Walsh is going to be in it. So like, I think it might be a bit of crack for Boyzone fans who haven't had the kind of the release of Boyzone in a while. Like, they don't always, like, they haven't been on tour in 10 years.
No. But I actually never saw them perform.
I'd love to see them perform. Picture of You now, that's one I'd love to see live.
Maybe they'll come back. You are going to see thousands of people apparently in Dublin this weekend.
So, Andrea, that is the sound of, I suppose, what sounds like a general NFL marching band or college football game. And it is coming to Dublin again this year.
I sort of had an idea that's what it was about because I have been glued to Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, I
on
know.
Netflix.
Big fan.
Yeah, the Dallas cheerleaders. And it's all.
I think I could do it sometimes. I'm looking at it and I'm like, I could do that. I could take part in the Dallas Cowboys. But yes, the 2024 Aer Lingus College Football Classic between Georgia Tech and Florida State University is hitting the Aviva this Friday, or this Saturday, sorry. 25,000 fans expected to travel from the US for it, but also 47,000 tickets sold for the Aviva, the game in the Aviva. But that's not only kind of what's going to happen. This is going to bring big boost to the economy here. Loads of Americans coming over, spending loads of money. There's a huge run of events starting tomorrow. So Thursday, the 22nd of August, tomorrow there's going to be a pep rally down in Merrion Square at 4 p.m. I was thinking of heading down to that myself. It might be a bit of crack.
Yeah, down like, for a gawk.
Down for a gawk. Like, look, just get involved. There's the American Football Clinic. So Georgia Tech are going to be coaching Ballyboden St. Enda's and Florida State are going to be coaching Kilmacud to, I suppose, try their hand at NFL. Yeah. Like, I think that's a bit of crack.
So this is the Aer Lingus College Football Classic.
Yeah, it happened last year.
It did, yeah, I remember.
It brought a big buzz to town. I remember I was in town at the day.
Might be good to go and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be loads of events happening on Saturday, kind of pre-game shows, etc. So do get into town. And
if you can't get tickets, you can go to that. Tell us about the state-funded IVF scheme.
So this state-funded IVF scheme that launched last year, it launched initially in July, and it was, I suppose, giving this kind of IVF scheme people who hadn't had a go at it before and stuff like that, or there was new kind of parameters for people who hadn't been able to access IVF before. So there's good news in that Mr. Stephen Donnelly has said the government is keen on expanding the programme. So currently there are restrictions on it, such as an age cap of 40 years
of
age and maximum body mass index of, so BMI of 30, which people did say was, I suppose, a bit of a restriction on them. So maybe those women who are older and later on in life that wanted to have a baby. And also there's something about same-sex, female same-sex couples going to be expanded to them as well. But also the fact that there's speculation about whether treatments involving donor sperm and donor eggs will be added to the scheme, just to make it that bit more comprehensive, and make it, and people who have tried IVF once with the scheme won't be allowed.
So there's hope that it will be further expanded.
John Waterstone was speaking on News Talk Breakfast about the expansion of the scheme, and he said potential inclusions could make this really, really good for women around Ireland.
Hopefully it'll be good news for people this week too.
Yeah, I don't remember my Leaving Cert results that well. They're about 6 or 7 years ago now at this stage.
I can remember mine fairly well.
I can remember going into the principal's office and she turned around to me and said, look, you didn't do as well as your twin. And I was like,
stop.
That was the first thing to come out of her mouth.
But
I was delighted with my Leaving Cert results. And look, it's not everything. It doesn't define you. And I suppose that's the positive message out there for everyone. But people will be delighted and there will be people disappointed. But it is kind of a significant moment in your life.
Of course it is. And you've been working towards this really all through your secondary school as
And it's sending you on to the next part of life, so people are going to be happy and they're going to be, I suppose, looking towards the future. They're getting older. But also there's a little bit of news out this morning that said the majority of parents whose children are getting exam results this Friday will buy them a gift or reward. So regardless,
leave and start presents,
regardless of how they get on, money is the most popular present, followed by clothing, an experience, or a celebratory
dinner.
Did you
get a present?
I think I got a card, possibly a bit of money in it. Yeah, and I was definitely taken for dinner. Jewellery and vouchers, technology.
I don't recall this.
Jesus.
I was duped out of the Leaving Cert present.
Duped out of the Leaving Cert present.
I talked to my mother about this.
There's, I suppose, 18-year-olds.
Can I have a refund of the present? I didn't get the present.
I want my a celebratory dinner now. But yeah, so 18-year-olds around the country can look forward to a present on Friday, hopefully.
Definitely. Listen, Cathal O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon. Cathal, of course, content creator with Today FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.